and welcome to the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it, and what we're going to get into today is what is going on with the Trump indictment, the maybe Trump indictment, the predicted Trump indictment, the expected Trump indictment, the dreaded Trump indictment, well, you know, whatever. What is going on with it? The reason I ask, of course, is it looks like there has been another delay, and this time maybe a long one. In the local New York prosecutor, that would be Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, the prosecutor's drive to indict former President Donald Trump. Remember, I mean, it was all the way back on March 18th, 11 days ago as I speak, that Trump made a statement that he expected to be arrested the following Tuesday. News reports were filled with it. Expectations ran sky high. Didn't happen. Now, I've heard some people say, well, Trump was lying about that. Well, you know, there were a lot of news reports suggesting that an indictment was soon, imminent, about to happen. And Trump, it appears, was going on news reports. And if you were going on news reports, you could be forgiven for believing on March the 18th that Trump would be indicted very, very soon. And then we find out, that Bragg, the attorney general, district attorney, is going to hear from additional witnesses. Okay, so it didn't happen that following Tuesday, as Trump said it would. Didn't happen. Didn't happen the next Tuesday either, because Bragg was hearing additional witnesses. And also, we've heard that the grand jury in this case, rather than being solely focused on the Trump matter, is also hearing other unrelated, completely unrelated cases. And we know that, or we think we know, they have not taken any action on Trump. So now there were initially reports that it was going to be the rest of this week that the grand jury was going to move on to other things. And then we hear not only is it the rest of this week, but it could be up till close to the end of April, almost a month, that the grand jury will not return to this. So wait a minute. I mean, you know, they had invited Trump to testify. They were making these arrangements for Trump to be arraigned, or how would he surrender? You know, the Secret Service would be involved. How would that work? I mean, they were making all these final arrangements, and then it's not happening. So, unfortunately, it is not clear what has caused this hang-up. As you know, grand jury proceedings are sort of secret. Actually, they're supposed to be really, really secret. But many people who are either closely or just tangentially involved in this Trump case have been leaking to the press. There's no doubt about that. In any event, despite all these leaks, we don't know what precisely has gone on in the grand jury room and also in the prosecutor's office so that they would delay asking the grand jury to indict. Now, one thing we do know for sure is that there has been a lot of commentary to the effect that a New York indictment of Trump, were it to happen, would be really, really weak, convoluted, complicated, weak. Now, we've talked about the reasons before, and lots of other people have talked about the reasons, and the opinion has come that said, you know, this is a weak, weak case. That's not just from Republicans and conservatives, although they have been making that case. There was an article came out just today from the Daily Beast headline, Manhattan DA insiders. Okay, they're insiders at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Manhattan DA insiders worry that Trump hush money case is weak sauce. Donald Trump looks like he could be indicted any day now. Insiders who have worked on this particular case worry it may not be enough to convict him. Okay, that was one long headline. Well, why don't we read it again? Manhattan DA insiders worry that Trump hush money case is weak sauce. Donald Trump looks like he could be indicted any day now. Insiders who have worked on this particular case worry it may not be enough to convict him. Now, this is a district attorney not able to convict Donald Trump before a Manhattan grand jury, a trial jury? Really? Not being able to convict Trump, that's got to be really, really weak. That would be weak indeed. So anyway, put two and two together. Maybe that's part of the reason for this delay. The short version for all this anxiety that we've seen, and this is anxiety among people who want to see Trump indicted. I mean, the short version is that even people who would love, love, love to see Trump indicted are worried about the New York case. They would much rather see Trump indicted in Georgia, where the Fulton County District Attorney is investigating Trump in the 2020 election matter. They think that would be a great case. Or they'd like to see the Justice Department indict him on a couple of possible cases. One, the classified documents case, which they all thought was a slam dunk until Joe Biden developed some of the same problems and they began to worry about that one. But anyway, the classified documents investigation or the January 6th investigation. I mean, they believe those are all stronger cases than the New York case. And yet the New York case just kind of popped up and looked like it was going to happen. Except so far, it hasn't happened. Now, we do not know whether these anxieties played a part in this latest delay at the grand jury. Now, Politico reports that the delay is not set in stone. I've seen the date April 24th. They're gone till April 24th. But it's not set in stone. Alvin Bragg can reconvene the grand jury early if he wants to. And then this is what Politico wrote, quote, "There is no official deadline for bringing an indictment against Trump. Although there were indicators in recent weeks that the grand jury's activity was nearing a vote, particularly when prosecutors offered Trump the chance to testify before the grand jury. That is typically one of the final steps of a criminal investigation. Trump declined the invitation." Okay, we don't know. I mean, everywhere you go, everywhere you turn, you just don't know exactly what's going on. But this is the interesting part of this quote. "There is no official deadline for bringing an indictment against Trump." And you think to yourself, wait a minute, I'm not a lawyer, but what about the statute of limitations? That exists, and that could be a problem. As you know, one of the complicating factors in this New York case has been that the crime Alvin Bragg wants to accuse Trump of, falsifying business records in the Stormy Daniels hush money matter. Falsifying business records is a misdemeanor with a 2-year statute of limitations. And the payoff took place in 2016. I mean, that 2 years is long gone. Okay, so they can forget about charging Trump with a misdemeanor. They've got to make it a felony. Well, there's a clause in the New York law that says falsifying business records can be charged as a felony if you can show that the accused falsified business records in order to cover up another crime. Well, that would be a felony. Okay, so what's the crime? Well, as you know, the theory here is that Trump did this. He falsified these business records to essentially make a donation to his own campaign, which he didn't record. So it would be a campaign finance violation. There would be a 5-year statute of limitations. Okay, now you got to go back and look and see how this actually took place. Trump paid off Stormy Daniels. Now, she was the porn actress with whom Trump had a sexual encounter that he wanted to keep quiet. He paid her off with $130,000, but he didn't just give her $130,000. he had his fixer, his lawyer, Michael Cohen, pay her $130,000 of Cohen's own money. And then Trump would reimburse Cohen. Well, that's what happened. Cohen paid Daniels off in 2016, and Trump paid off Cohen throughout 2017. The last payment to Cohen, he was fully paid off, was on December 5th, 2017. Now you think to yourself, wait a minute. That's more than 5 years ago, too. The statute, if the statute of limitations were from the last payment, which it would seem reasonable, that was December 5th, 2022, which is last December. So even that, the statute of limitations has passed. So the time to indict Trump has come and gone. But that is apparently not the case, according to a number of legal experts. When Trump made the last payment to Michael Cohen and falsified the records because he classified it as a legal expense, that had to get on the books, and there were bookkeeping and maybe tax matters involved. And so that could extend, that process extended beyond December 5th, 2017. So I'm going to quote to you from Andrew McCarthy, the former federal prosecutor, writes for National Review. That does not necessarily mean the statute of limitations began running on December 5th, 2017. Instead, we need to know when the last detail was booked in the Trump business records, and then what other records those records generated. For example, did the Trump Organization somehow misstate or miscalculate its tax obligations by representing as legal fees payments to Michael Cohen that were not actually legal expenses? They were to pay off Stormy Daniels. Okay, so in other words, the last payment in December 2017 might not be the last sort of chargeable act in all of this. You had to go forward and book these expenses in the Trump Organization financial records. So then that means these bookkeeping matters extended into 2018. What would that mean for the ability to charge Donald Trump? We're going to talk about that next.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, I said I was going to talk about the extension of the statute of limitations for these charges against Donald Trump. First, I wanted to say, if you've been listening to the podcast, enjoying the podcast, maybe even learning from the podcast, it would be great if you could subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcast, do it. It's free. Okay, so if the bookkeeping matters extended into 2018, then the five-year statute of limitations would extend into 2023. Here we are. But how far into 2023? It's already the end of March. We're nearing tax time. Does April 15th have anything to do with it? Could mean the expiration date is approaching soon. And if you continue with Andy McCarthy's article, he said, quote, that at least explains the frenetic investigative activity that has gone on the last few weeks. If the state does not indict soon, the case would be time barred. In other words, the statute of limitations would have run out. You can't bring it. Now, Okay, so it's the end of March. It looks like the grand jury is not going to consider this case till the end of April. Presumably, Alvin Bragg, the prosecutor, knows when the last moment he can bring an indictment is. But if he is stretching things to try to get an indictment in under the wire, it appears that he's doing that, he will surely face a challenge from Trump that the whole thing should have been thrown out because the statute of limitations has expired. So we'll see what he can prove, but clearly he is stretching this. The last payment to Trump, from Trump to Michael Cohen took place 5 years and 4 months ago with a five-year statute of limitations. So in this case, this delay we're talking about, this delay we can't quite explain, this delay could be more than just a delay. It could mean whether the case can go forward or whether it just stops, whether it's over. So we will have to see that. But I just wanted to talk to you about this delay in the Trump matter because it's more than just a delay. It could be bigger than that. So thanks for joining us. Always happy when you can stop by and hope you can be with us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.
In an attempt to divide America and Israel, leftists have spread hateful falsehoods about Israel and its right to self-defense. You deserve the truth. Hey, y'all, it's Sarah from The Sarah Carter Show. Israel has missiles flying over its head, yet the radical left is calling them racist, evil, and every other smear imaginable. It's disgusting. And on this week's Sarah Carter Show, we expose them for what they are, anti-Semitic lies about our Jewish brothers and sisters. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show on your favorite podcast app.